It's continuing coverage of Clarion Goldfield Dawes Wrestling at the State Dual Team Tournament. And joining me right now is head coach Dylan Anderson. Coach, a third place finish for the team here tonight. First of all, just what does it mean to be able to accomplish this with this team to, you know, wrestle, fight back, and, you know, place third here at this prestigious tournament here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, when you get to this level, everyone's good, including us, right? And so you go out there and, you know, you put your foot on the line and you wrestle, and that's exactly what we did. You know, we had to come out and face Sergeant Bluff, who is a good team, took care of business and got our opportunities there to put the match away, and we did. And then we had every opportunity versus West Delaware to win that, and just a couple little things didn't fall our way, and, you know, had to face a little adversity. Unfortunately, lost that duel, put us in the third, fourth place match, but we regrouped and came out and wrestled really well, and you know, put it on a Williamsburg team that is pretty good too. So third place, and you know, battled right there with the second place team. I think Algona's going to win it. So you look at, you know, the North Central Conference having an excellent showing down here, and honestly, Humboldt and Hampton honestly would probably do pretty well down here too. So you look at it, the North Central Conference is extremely tough. Wrestled really well. We're probably going to have the 2A state champions and the 3A, or excuse me, 2A third places. So pretty impressive.
Yeah, so you start the day with that 35-32 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton, who had come into this tournament previously undefeated on the season. So for you guys to knock them off, pretty impressive. Just what can you say about how your team was able to really come out and take care of business in that one and possibly make a statement, because a lot of people were probably like, oh, SBL's, you know, they're undefeated on the year. They might be the favorite, but no, you guys took care of business and took them down for the first time this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sergeant Bluff has some very talented kids, and we knew it was going to be a competitive, close duel. You know, we got a little bit lucky in the sense we got the flip in the beginning, so it allowed us to kind of move people where we wanted them, which was huge. But at the end of the day, I still think even if we didn't have that, we would have been right there with them. So we did really well, took care of business on a very good team that was projected to win, right? They're the 3 seed, we're the 6 seed, so, you know, kind of coming in as the underdog and upsetting them is always fun. And then we already knew that we had beat West Delaware once already in the beginning of the year, right? So we knew that we could hang there and beat them potentially as well, and fell a little short, right? But, I'm really proud of the guys. I thought we wrestled really tough and gave every opportunity to do really well down here, so it's fun.
Certainly, yeah. You mentioned the West Delaware duel, and then Williamsburg, they were right there neck and neck with Algona throughout that semifinal duel, so maybe didn't know what we were quite going to see going into the third place duel, but again, for you guys to come out and take care of business, man, it seemed like your team really had there was kind of a fire lit underneath them once, you know, after that semifinal loss for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we regrouped, kind of basically just told them, look, you know, we got to go for the next best thing, which is third place. And I think every kid just kind of looked at me and said, yeah, we're going to do that. Like, let's go out and fight for it. There's no reason why we can't get it. And so we went out there and we fought our butts off and gave us an opportunity to put ourselves in a good position versus a good Williamsburg team. And, you know, a lot of these duels come down to matchups, and Algona and Williamsburg maybe don't match up as well. That's why they had a little closer duel, and we kind of put it on Williamsburg a little bit. So it's kind of fun how that all works out. It's a lot of strategy that people don't see.
You bet. When it comes to some of your individuals today, I believe you had 5 that went undefeated. Lyndon, Adrian, Charlie Campbell, I believe, was one of them that went 5-0. JT, Kelso, and then Angel Cortez. So 5 guys to go 3-0 here on the day. What can you say about those guys and maybe some other guys you want to shout out for their efforts here today as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, duels come down to team, right? It's a big team. Every single kid matters, whether you go out there and you get, you know, beat or not. And at the end of the day, sometimes going out there and getting beat and saving a point or two can be the reason that you win duels. So it's not just, yes, the 3-0 kids did it awesome in giving us every opportunity to, you know, win that close duel and win these duels in general. But yeah, every kid matters, and it's just fun when you are in a team that's good and has an opportunity to have everyone work together towards the common goal of winning this thing. So
All right, so getting a third-place finish here today. You got a week before the individual state qualifying coming up next Saturday. What are you hoping your team is, you know, able to accomplish, whether it be, you know, refining some skills, things like that, in this upcoming week you have before, again, another huge tournament next Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, districts is coming up, and that's kind of, you know, you kind of shift your mindset from duels, which is a big team, right, to more so individuals, right, and giving them the opportunity to showcase their skills on the state level. So, yeah, I mean, our mindset these next couple days is kind of rest up, maybe take it a little bit easier, you know, wrestle a couple good matches here, obviously, versus some high-level competition, and rest up for a day or two and just do maybe a lighter practice. And then, yeah, we'll kind of get everyone a little bit closer to weight towards the middle of the week, and then at the end of the week, really just fine-tune anything that they really feel like they need to go over or review so that we're ready to go and wrestle the best we can possibly wrestle on Saturday.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team or about today's tournament before we wrap up?
Just super proud of these guys. They put in the work every single day, all season. You know, just a lot of really good kids. And I'm just beyond proud of our coaching staff, our kids, our community, the support system we have here, just everything. It's truly a blessing, and I'm so honored to be the coach, and I absolutely love having the opportunity to work with these kids, so proud of them.
All right, that's Clarion Goldfield. I was wrestling coach Dylan Anderson. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on placing third here tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.